This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The civilian leader of Myanmar's government is in hiding, has vowed to continue supporting revolution to oust the military that seized power in last month's coup, as security forces again met protesters with lethal force, killing at least seven. Manwin Kang Tan, who was named the acting vice president by Myanmar's ousted lawmakers and is a member of the deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi's party, addressed the public on Saturday for the first time since the February 1st military takeover. At the end of the message, he flashed a three-finger salute that has become a symbol of resistance to the military rule. Earlier, security forces opened fire at demonstrators, killing four in Mandalay, the second highest city or biggest city, two in south central Myanmar and one in a suburb of Yangon, Myanmar's largest city. Details of all seven deaths were posted on multiple social media accounts, some accompanied by photos of the victims. Afghanistan's Interior Minister Masoud Andarabi said Saturday that the Afghan security forces can hold their ground even if U.S. troops withdraw, challenging a warning from the United States predicting a withdrawal would yield quick territorial gains to the Taliban. Andarabi's comments in an interview Saturday with the Associated Press were the first government reaction to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's warning, issued in a sharply worded letter to Afghan President Ashraf Ghani last weekend. In the letter pressing Ghani to step up efforts to make peace with the Taliban, Blinken said that he's concerned the security situation will worsen and that the Taliban could make rapid territorial gains after the American military withdraws. This is VOA News. London's police department is under scrutiny for the way officers handled some participants at an unofficial vigil Saturday night for a London woman whose death led to murder charges against a fellow officer and spurred a national conversation about violence against women in the UK. Hundreds of people disregarded a judge's ruling and police request by gathering at the Clapham Common in honor of Sarah Everett. She was 33, who was last seen alive near the South London Park on March 3rd. Demonstrators said they wanted to draw attention to the fear and danger many women see as a daily part of British life. Everett disappeared while walking home from a friend's apartment about 10:30 in the evening and was found dead a week later. The slaying sent shockwaves across the UK because a Metropolitan Police officer is charged with her kidnapping and murder. Saturday, grieving relatives attended the wake of Guatemalan migrants at the Mexico border in late January, a case that caused renewed consternation about the dangers faced by migrants bound for the United States. It occurred in a town in western Guatemala where 11 of the 16 victims were from. The bodies, some badly charred and with gunshot wounds, were found in January along a migrant smuggling route in a remote area in Mexico. Every year, thousands of Central Americans and Mexicans flee poverty and violence to seek a better life in the United States. Many fall victim to crime on the perilous journey. In this case, no one has been held responsible for the killings. Investigators have said that they suspect at least a dozen state police of involvement. Marvin Hagler, the middleweight boxing great whose title reign and career ended with a split decision loss to Sugar Ray Leonard in 1987, died Saturday at the age of 66. His wife Kay Hagler confirmed the death on Facebook on the verified Marvelous Marvin Hagler fan club page. Hagler was the undisputed middleweight champion from 1980 to his loss to Leonard at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas on April 6, 1987. He was inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame and World Boxing Hall of Fame in 1983. Recapping our top story, the civilian leader of Myanmar's government now in hiding has vowed to continue supporting a revolution to oust the military that seized power in last month's coup as security forces again met protesters with lethal force, killing at least seven. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.